Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, thanks him, Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is an awesome God. There's no other God like him. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming from the deep south. Amen. I want to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you're a part of the show today. Amen. Glory to God. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, where the voice of God is heard through his messenger. Amen. We would like to invite you to tune in every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We do pray that everybody had a great day today. It was a beautiful day here in Alabama. Amen. Just have a couple of announcements. You can connect with me on Facebook and leave me a message there. And also, if you have any type of prayer request, you can leave it there as well. If you are not my friend on Facebook and you would like to connect with me on Facebook, send me a request. Amen. Also, we would like to invite you to connect with us, the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Voice Connection, by following us and liking us on our various social media sites. Follow us and like us on our blog, talk, radio, internet show, Facebook. We have two Facebook pages, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Google Plus, Google Blogspot also, and then we also have a website, so you can check that out as well. We want you to be a part of what God is doing over here, where you hear the voice of God through the messenger. Amen. I also want to remind you of Tuesday night show, One Word from the Lord, that is at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. With Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under her leadership. Amen. I also want to give a congratulations to Prophetess Martha Marshall. Amen. She will be launching out with her own internet radio show on March 16th at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to mark that on your calendar. Amen. We are so excited about it. She is a part of the WOW team as well. She is up under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne and Pastor Ryle. Amen. If you would like to connect with her, she has two Facebook pages. You can connect with her for more information there. One page is Prophetess Martha Marshall, and the other one is just Martha Marshall. So get connected so you can see what God will be doing over there with this prophetic corner. Amen. I'm excited about it. Amen. Glory to God. Also, I want to remind you about Friday night prayer, which will be coming up this Friday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, March the 7th. So you want to mark that on your calendar. You don't want to miss that. We're going to have a word. We're going to have a Holy Ghost good time. Amen. God is going to do some things on that line that night. Amen. And also, we want to invite you to be a part of that every Friday. Every first Friday of every month, so mark that on your calendar. The call-in number for the conference call is 1-605-475-4000, access code 494670, pound, and make sure you hit the pound button. So come and be a part of what God is doing with the WOW team. Amen. That includes all of our announcements. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to see it, oh God, to be in health and strength, oh Father, having what we need, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that somebody's mind will be healed, oh God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will deliver somebody out of a pit, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, oh Father God, that you will set somebody's mind free, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, for you sent Jesus, your son, oh God, oh hallelujah to Jesus, that all might be saved through him, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do for believers all over this world, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the supernatural things, oh God. We thank you for the new things, oh Lord. Oh God, we thank you right now, Lord, for you are God, and there's no other. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We praise your holy name, oh God. Oh, Father God, we come and we pray for the lost, oh God. Oh God, we pray that they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. We pray, oh Father God, that they'll come unto you while they still yet have time, oh God, while the blood is still running warm in their veins. Oh God, we thank you right now for all things, because without you we can have nothing. Oh God, we thank you right now, Lord, that you are God. Oh God, praise you. Because you're God, we praise you, Lord, because you're God. We praise you, Father, for all things. We worship your holy name, oh God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We praise your name, oh God, for what you already done. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah to your name, for you're worthy of all my praise. You're so worthy, God. We thank you right now, God, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for what was done at the cross over 2,000 years ago. Oh, God, we praise you right now, Lord, for you're so worthy. We can't thank you enough, oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your everlasting love, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your word is coming forth, God, with power and authority in your mighty name, oh God. Oh, God, let your word, Lord, abide down in us, oh God, that we will live a righteous and holy life before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord, for what you already done. Oh, God, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, oh, God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for supplying everything that we need. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. There's no greater love than the love of Jesus. No greater love than the love of God. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you right now, God, that somebody will be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. That somebody will experience the love of God, the true love of God, the everlasting love of God. Oh, God, we praise you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, all these things we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. For he's a worthy. Oh, yes, he is. He is worthy, God. Oh, he's a mighty God. I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Well, he is so worthy to be praised. Oh, glory. Hallelujah to your name, oh, Father. Oh, glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. I can't say about you, but I can say about me. I know what God already done for me, and he done so much that I got to yet praise down in my spirit. I got to praise him. If nobody else praise him, if I got to praise him all by myself, I got to praise the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I got to quit. Glory, hallelujah. Because I feel like praising him. Because I see the goodness of God. I know what he's done for me. Glory, hallelujah. I would not be here today if it had not been for the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. He's awesome. Oh, yes, he is. Glory, hallelujah. I got to quit. Hallelujah to Jesus, because I know that we need the word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For you're worthy, for you're worthy. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. I got to quit. I got to quit. I got to quit. Jesus, I can praise him all day, for he is a good God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from today, Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 34. And the word of God reads, "Or have God said to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptation, by signs, by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes." Verse 35 says, "Unto thee it was shown, that thou might know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else besides him." Amen. And we're going to go down to verse 39, and it says, "Now therefore this day, and consider it in thy heart, that the Lord, he is God in the heaven above, and upon the earth beneath, there is none else." Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. The title of the message today is "That Thou Might Know That the Lord Himself Is God, and There Is No Other." Hallelujah to Jesus. Last week we talked about how God had revealed Himself to the children of Israel, and how he had revealed himself to the Egyptians by what he had done before the eyes of the people. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. God had done many miracles to reveal himself to those that belonged to him. Hallelujah to Jesus. He brought them out of Egypt in his presence and in his power. Hallelujah to Jesus. And as we look at Exodus last week, we saw how they knew God and how God revealed themselves unto them. Amen. And this scripture that I just read, the word of God, is the pudding for the pie, because it proves to us that in the book of Exodus is the book, one of the books that reveals so much of God being God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because he is God, he let them know for a shadow of a doubt that I am that I am, and I am God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I have all power in my hand. There is no other God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He is the great I am. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He revealed himself. See, in verse 34, it says, how did the people know that God himself was God? He said in the scriptures, it said, by his signs and by his temptation, which in other words means trials. Hallelujah. By his mighty hands and by his stretched out arms and by great terrors that he brought them out of Egypt. This let us know, this putting on the pie, hallelujah, this let us know that he revealed himself right there in Egypt among their enemies. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God is God, and there is no other God like him. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. For he is an awesome God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It was with his signs, his wonders, and his miracles, hallelujah to Jesus, that God let his people know who he was. He delivered them. He set them free. He brought them out with his mighty hands of war. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, because he's God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And oftentimes in our lives, we have many types of gods in our lives. The little g gods. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. It could be our husband, our wives, our children, our money in the bank, our job. But it's not the true and living God. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But God allowed the Israelites to know that he was God. Even when they came out of Egypt, he allowed them to know that he was God, that God himself was the one that provided for them in the wilderness. And when they had to go to war, he fought for them. Glory, hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus, even when they was in war and they was in a place, glory, hallelujah, where the giants were much bigger than they were, because they was in the land of honor. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But that God fought for them. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I come to tell somebody today, oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Don't matter how big the giant is, when you got God on your side and you know who he is, you don't have to worry. Glory, hallelujah, for he will fight your battle for you. Glory, hallelujah. And they had victory. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how they know who you are. Now, if you don't never go through anything, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. If you never go through anything, if you never go out on the bridge of troubled waters, if you never go through the storms of your life, if you never go through the wilderness or down in Egypt, or you say, I don't know what Egypt is. Now, Egypt is a place where it's dry and dark in our lives, when we're having all kind of trouble, where there's all kind of confusion. It's a dry place. Glory, hallelujah. And everything is coming against you. Hallelujah to Jesus. But God brought them out of Egypt with his power. Hallelujah to Jesus. He showed that he was God. Hallelujah to Jesus by his great display of his power. Hallelujah to Jesus. Couldn't nobody take credit for it. They seen it with their own eyes. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. They seen God's power. Seen God working through the signs and miracles that was done in the land of Egypt. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Don't you want to serve a God that is able to do all things? Don't you want to serve a God that can protect you in the midst of the fire? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Do you want to know this God? Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you really want to know this God? Do you really want God to make himself known unto you? Do you really want to know who he is? If you call on the name of Jesus, oh, glory, hallelujah, and change your life and live for him, oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. A change will come. Glory, hallelujah. But you got to be real. Oh, hallelujah. Time out for plan. For the Son of Man is soon to return. And you must know who Jesus is. Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word. Hallelujah to Jesus. For he is an awesome God. There's no other God like him. Oh, hallelujah. So you're going to need God. Because in the scriptures it says in the latter days, which means in the end days, in the time that we're living in right now, you're going to have to know God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Because when everything else fails you, God will never leave you and never forsake you. He'll always be there. He'll always deliver you. And it's going to always be on time. For he is a mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. He ain't never lost a battle. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad that I know who Jesus is. I'm so glad that God is God. Oh, hallelujah. He is the creator of the universe. He's almighty. Hallelujah. And he's strong. Hallelujah. He's a man of war. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, hallelujah. There are no other. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to your name, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus for the believer. Hallelujah to Jesus. We know God because of what we went through. Hallelujah. We know him. We should know him. Hallelujah. I can't say about you, but I can say about me. I know him because I know he delivered me out of my Egypt. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I know that he is God in my life because he provides for me. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. I've seen his hand working in my life, even from my mother's womb. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for deliverance even now, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. When I look back over my life and I see what God has done for me, glory, hallelujah. I'm so thankful that God is God, because, see, God would never leave you. People will leave you, but God will never leave you. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And when God does the work that he does, hallelujah, he does it so that you will know him for yourself, that you will know that the Lord himself is God, that no man and no woman can take credit for what God has done. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Because he's the only God. You can't get delivered unless he delivered you. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can't come out until you bring you out. And you got to cry unto his name so he can help you. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. The scripture tells us there's no other. There's no other. There's no other God. Oh, hallelujah. In the scriptures, it says that you don't need to worship idol gods, suns and moons and people and things, but worship the true and living God. Praise the true and living God, for he's the only God. He's the God that created the heaven and the earth. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He always was. He always will be. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. To know that our God is God. To know that the Lord himself is God. Look at the picture. Belonging to the Almighty God that has all power in his hand. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Serving a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. For it is God who delivers and heals and sets free. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he wants to heal and set you free. He wants you to know for a shadow of a doubt that he is God. I am God, he says in the word. He says, I am that I am. I am the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. I am the God of your father. I am God, and there is no other God. Many gods will come, but they're not the true and living God. For I am the beginning and the end, and I am everlasting and everlasting. I am God. I am God. I am God. That's what he says in his word. I am God. If you want to be healed, come to the true and living God. If you want to be delivered, you want to be set free, you want your soul saved, come to God. Come to the true and living God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just like he did it for Israel. Hallelujah. He will show you that the Lord himself is God by what he will do for you. His love is everlasting. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the signs and wonders and miracles were done, so that God could reveal himself to his people as God. That's why he did it also, to let the Egyptian know that you don't have no control over my people. Hallelujah. No more than I allow you to have, because I am God. And when he says enough is enough, it is enough. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And when God began to move in Egypt, hallelujah to Jesus, and the children of God came out with the enemy stuff, even when they went through their pyramids and going to the land flowing with milk and honey, the Bible says they had victory. Everywhere they threaded their feet, they had victory. Because what? God said, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because it's by my signs and wonders, it's by my strong hand that you will come out of your Egypt. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because I'm a God that came. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I'm able to do everything that I say I can do, because I am God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. That's something to praise him about. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve, to know that God is able to deliver us out of anything that we go through in our lives. Whatever we're facing, whatever road that we're on in life, oh, hallelujah, he can make the crooked places straight in our lives. If we would just trust in him and believe in him and have confidence in him, to know that he is God. How can you know him, first of all, if you don't read his word? How can you know him if God hasn't done anything for you? All of us something got a reason to praise him, because he's done something for us. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's that kind of God. There's no other God. He yet lives. Hallelujah. Whew. Thank you, Jesus, for this word, God. We just praise you. We just worship you. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus, for he is an awesome God.
If you get a chance in your own devotional time, go back and read Exodus. And I pray that God will reveal to you, as he revealed unto me, is that it was a, this book was a place where he revealed himself as the Lord, thy God, to his people and not only to them, to the enemy. It is a very powerful book. And this scripture, these scriptures here, is just, it just put it, the putting on the pie, as I said earlier, to let you know that this is what God did in Exodus. It is proof that he revealed himself as God to the people there. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve, for he is so worthy to be praised. Many times we want to give other people credit for what God has done. But don't you know that they can't do nothing without God? We can't do nothing. We can't get up out of the bed in the morning without God. Hallelujah to Jesus. So there's a reason to praise him and to know that the Lord himself is God and there is no other God. So don't talk everything in the time of doctrine. Get your word and read your word so that you will know God, so that when something speaks, you will know that that ain't God. You will know it by his word. His messenger, you will know by the word that they speak, the words that come off of their tongue. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God, we thank you for this word. Amen. God has shown us so many things in our lives, and sometimes we just take it for granted, and we just forget about what God has already done. We forget about what he did by allowing his son Jesus to come into a dying world, dying of his sins. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for your word. Because when Jesus came, he lived, he died, he was buried, and he rose again that we might have life and victory in him. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. For God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy, for there is no other greater, nobody greater than our God. Amen. We don't like closing out the show without doing the invitation. We do hope that something was said to help you know who God is and to know that the Lord himself is God and that there is no other God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today, find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Oh, what an awesome beginning, a new journey of faith. Amen. Glory to God. We are running out of time. We got to get out of here. We want to thank you for tuning in. Meet us here next week at the same time. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I am the ministry host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Know that we love you. Tune in next week. Don't forget about Friday night prayer coming up this Friday. Amen. March the 7th at 9 o'clock. P.M. Eastern Standard Time. You want to be on that line. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen.